When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome. How are you?
All right. Well, we're down to 1 hour, so if you have missed the previous 2 hours, it's easy to find them. They'll be posted up right after 4 o'clock for the podcast at KFIAM640.com. You can also use the iHeartRadio app. I just found out that Deborah Mark is going to have her innards examined on Monday. So
yeah, I won't be here on Monday.
Her innards?
My innards.
Yeah, her lower innards.
Yep. I'm getting a colonoscopy, friends.
Woohoo! That's always fun. So Sunday you have to flush?
Yeah. You know, and because of all the limitations of what you can eat, basically there's nothing I can eat. So I'm just going to starve on Sunday. Take the medicine Sunday night and be up all night.
Get the purge.
Yeah.
You
and then
purge.
Go in 8 o'clock in the morning.
See, that's what keeps me from doing it.
Well, it's better than the alternative, John.
I thought you said you have to do something for a week.
Oh, yeah. I can't have, for a week, I can't have anything red. I can't have nuts. I can't have corn.
I can't have beans. Do remember that. Yeah, for days before, right, I've stopped eating certain foods because they'll mess up the test.
And I eat beans almost all the time, so I have to keep saying, you can't have that.
Can you eat meat?
Well, the week before you can, but not the day before your colonoscopy. Right. No, you can just have Jell-O, which I don't eat because...
that's animal hooves.
Yeah, exactly. And what else?
The idea is they want a clean look at your colon, so they don't want it messed up by colors and different foods and nuts and stuff in the way.
You know, tell me when they have a better system.
It could be too late for you then, John.
You know, it could be time to go. Well, look at the world. Well, I can't wait to hear about it on Tuesday.
All right, if she makes it back, she might be still groggy.
Right, the propofol, woohoo!
Yes. I get some good sleep. That part I liked.
Yes.
Can you bring some propofol back?
I will try. I will.
The three of us can take propofol on the air.
Literally, they sent to me, count down from 10. I didn't even get to 6. I was out.
Really?
Next thing I knew, they're like, it's over? Yeah, it's over. You're back.
It's good stuff.
Oh, so you don't feel the invasion?
No. The worst part is the prep. We've told you that before.
Oh, I thought you feel the... No,
you don't feel the invasion.
No, you're out.
You black out for the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, are you
rethinking
it?
She's right. The prep is awful.
Is there an after feeling?
No. You can't drive for 24
yeah,
hours.
You're right. You can't drive around. I was a little groggy for like an hour, but I felt fine.
Oh, but
I'm
not talking about the invasion.
I see what you're saying. Oh, right. Yeah. The burn of the hurt.
Well, something's been stuck in there.
No. Right? They're professional pieces of equipment. They're not designed to leave a permanent...
no abrasions?
No, right. You're just fine.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Did we talk you into it?
Not yet, no.
All right, coming up, we'll have two rounds of the Moist Line, a hack for the dumpster. We begin with this incredible story. Metro is reporting that 21 people have died on their trains and buses so far this year. There was one homicide, but the rest are overdoses. That's as many as died in all of 2022. So that's another problem for Metro. We know this. The bums have been riding the buses and trains, especially during the pandemic when other people were not. It's a place to keep warm. You kill time. You're generally left alone. And some go on there and die.
Yeah, they're using meth, fentanyl, heroin, whatever they're into. And so now all the train cars are littered with overdosed drug addicts. Some of them are laying there dead.
And look at this. They're talking about increased security. I thought this is all about defund the police. They want more security now on the trains and buses.
Yeah.
Complaints about drug use and sales reported on their app have skyrocketed 100% over last year.
What?
Serious crime reports have shot up 24%. Operators are being assaulted at a rate of 14 every month. 14 bus and subway operators are getting attacked every month. That's unbelievable. But I don't ride these trains. I never have.
No, nobody normal rides the trains.
Yeah, they're at 62% of pre-pandemic levels, so they still got a third of the people haven't come back.
Is it sickening how much money we spend? We spend billions of dollars on the whole operation, and really all that's left is drug addicts and the extremely poor.
Right.
So
they only have 50 Metro Transit officers out there on any given day across the entire system. It's 100 miles of subway and rail line.
No, they don't care if you get assaulted. And they don't care if the train employees get assaulted. It doesn't matter to them.
No.
You know, in fact, maybe we shouldn't have any security there. Because if you're stupid enough to go on a Metro train, then you kind of get what's coming. All right? You've been warned. It's all crazy drug addicts and mental patients. And Metro doesn't care if you die. They don't care if you get assaulted. So what are you going on there for? I think we should stop calling for security and police. Just let the whole thing go to hell. I mean, it pretty much has.
They're pretty close to making it free. That was last year's big discussion.
Here's
make all mass transit free.
Here's a rundown of what's been going on at your
mass transit is a right.
There was a stabbing at the Westlake MacArthur Park station last month downtown. There was a stabbing on Valentine's Day. Last week, a female passenger dragged from a Blue Line platform and assaulted. Before another passenger saved her. Oh, look at this. Paul Krikorian just woke up out of his propofol coma. He's president of the LA City Council. It's stunning. This is an existential threat to the Metro system. It's been this way for years, Paul.
It has, yeah.
Jeez.
Although the pandemic made it really, really fell down during the pandemic because any normal people that were left riding the buses and trains gave up.
Here's the genius who's the board chairman, Aaron Najarian. Was that the Glendale councilman who got pissed at us? Years ago, Aaron Najarian?
I don't know.
The guy who tossed me from the parade? Well,
I don't know that story.
No. It's an emergency situation, Najarian says. I've seen it with my own eyes. We saw drug deals going on at ground level. He and two board members observed this at the MacArthur Park station. So they went and observed. This has been going on for years and years and years, right? I mean, it was last year. Remember, Steve Gregory had the story about the guy who was set fire to? He was lit on fire by a crazy woman who had some kind of accelerant and a lighter, and whoosh, the guy went up in flames.
They spent $122 million on an ambassador program.
Yeah, well, there
what
you
the hell?
Well, see, that's what's wrong with Krikorian and Najarian. You don't send ambassadors. You send cops with guns and batons.
Oh, but they talked to an advocate who said people don't feel safe with police.
But they feel safe with the dying drug addicts and the sexual assaulters. They should stop. It's the LA Times. They're a bunch of woke holes. They should stop talking to these stupid groups. I'm for God's sake. They're not safe. I want to take the women who are on these stupid groups and say, you spend 12 hours on this train. You see those six drug addicts sitting there? We're going to lock you in the train with them, okay? You tell me how comfortable you are, lady.
All right, coming up, right, as soon as we return, we will check in with Moistline Round 1 on the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, we're going to have the Moistline in a moment to tell you, Hackett Dumpster is coming up after the news at 5:30. Here's a hint. Aaron Brockovich has come to East Palestine, Ohio, to talk about the victims of the toxic train derailment. She's actually having a town hall tonight. The Aaron Brockovich, who, of course, did so much work and was the subject of a movie where she was played by Julia Roberts, dealing with communities having poisoned water supplies and such, environmental activist. So she's not going in the dumpster, but somebody involved in that story is. If you have a guess, you probably figured it out by now. That's our hack for the dumpster coming up after the news. At 5:30, let's bring out the moist line. We unlock the vault. These are where the callers are stashed all week. They're edited together by our technical director, Eric Sklar. You can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I looked up how much it costs to keep a prisoner in California prison, and that came out to over $65,000 a prisoner. We should be offering criminals $30,000 to $35,000 to stay home and not commit crime,
yes,
and we could still save millions and millions of dollars.
Do we really need to teach AP anything? Do we need to teach kids anything, honestly? You heard of ChatGPT or whatever that thing is, or the Bing AI bot? It's going to do all the writing, all the composing, and all future white-collar work. So, come see, come say.
Remember, socialism in our schools and socialism in our lives equals repression and suppression.
The whole work-at-home thing is such a scam. I got a brother and his wife. They work at home. They barely work 2 hours a day. They get paid full time. It's a bunch of garbage. So these should get paid less. They're not even working.
How is it not plant milk? You can milk it. You put enough pressure on it, it milks. I put enough pressure on a cow, it milks. I put enough pressure on you, you milk. That's what happens when you put pressure on
milk. I do not milk.
They secrete liquid. So if you just put enough pressure on an almond and it puts out some juice at the end, and you soak it with some more water to give it some more juice, it's milk.
If the Culver City School District wants to do away with the honors program because not everybody can achieve that, then let's get rid of basketball, because Lord knows my kid would never have made the basketball team or the football team. Maybe we should get rid of art and music programs too, because some kids just aren't as talented as others. When is this gonna stop?
He's gonna punish the people by building apartments, knowing that all the drug dealing, all the druggies, all the dopers, you know, secret society, they're all gonna follow, you know, gonna punish them like that, ruin the society there.
This generation is absolutely incredibly pathetic. I swear to God, they're like little China dolls. They're so fragile. Good Lord. It's just amazing. I don't know what the world's going to come to. I'm actually kind of glad I'm 75 years old.
My guy is 18 years younger than I am, and I love it. I don't want any old man.
All good toes go to heaven.
Can I be the one to burst John's bubble and remind him that potatoes, mashed or not, are still a vegetable?
I'm from Seattle, and I moved out of the area, actually up north by the border in a smaller town called Bellingham, because of how bad it's gotten over the last 2 years. Not only is the city council heavily at fault, but the companies like Amazon, who refuse to participate in their community and refuse to help the community down there, are ruining the city. It's a gone, dead area. It's no longer grungy. It's actually dirty. It's actually unsafe. It's not a place to be or raise your family.
My dog loves sticking her head out the window, and I am not going to deny her that because they write some stupid law, okay? She's not dumb. Well, she's not that dumb.
Chicken farmers are the dirtiest farmers. Dairy farmers are the cleanest farmers.
Just got back from Florida. Three takeaways. Gas is $2 a gallon cheaper. The highways are well maintained and has visible signage that tell you what's going on ahead. They're all electronic. And finally, they spend half of what California does per person, and they have 10 times a better system for roads and everything else there. No wonder everybody's moving there.
People seem to forget that Ukraine has a corrupt government. And Joe and his family had his hands in their pockets. So Joe's found a great way to launder money by using taxpayers' money, by just giving them more money.
Is he talking from his coffin?
I'm sick and tired of all the vagrants and drug addicts and politicians and all the while I sit and work 50 to 60 hours a week, 6 days a week, to pay taxes to live in a civilized society. John, you're right. It is communism, and they are trying to take over, and California is lost. We'll see what happens with the rest of the country. But it's going to come to a head, and it's not going to be pretty.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye. Right.
Now, the guy who says he would, if he squeezed me hard enough, I would milk.
You would milk, yeah.
Where would the milk come out of?
Well, I take it your breasts, just like a female.
I don't have any milk in my breasts.
You don't lactate?
And I don't have any milk. No, I don't, not anymore. I went through the change.
I don't know.
There's only so long.
Squeeze an almond.
And
is that really how they make almond milk, Deborah Mark? They just crush up and squeeze up a bunch of almonds into like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do they get a milky color? I've never actually poured almond milk. Is it a milky color?
Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Do they add anything else to it to make it that way?
I'd have to Google the exact
besides water probably
ingredients, but because I don't know. I mean, obviously almonds.
It's just goop. It's almond goop. It's not milk.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't have any milk in me. I don't care how you can squeeze me all you want.
This is because the dairy industry has been fighting the use of the word milk.
Sure. Yes. Because
the FDA said we can call oat milk, coconut milk, and almond milk, and soy milk. We can call all those products.
Yeah, because
milk.
All the woke people are in government now, and they're all vegans, so they're all enamored by these fake milks.
It's not
a scientific decision.
What are you supposed to say? Oat fake milk?
Goo. Oh no, oat goo.
No.
Or
goo.
Goo. That's what comes out. If you squeeze almonds, goo comes out.
So the process essentially involves soaking almonds in water overnight or for up to 2 days. And the longer you soak the almonds, the creamier the milk will be.
There you go.
Oh, how about that? You soak them, then you don't have to crunch them up. I see. Yeah. So if we soak John Cobalt overnight.
Yeah, my cream eventually will.
He would definitely emit something.
I'll be emitting cream.
I don't think you want to drink it. Oh. All right.
Yuck.
We got the mob coming in next to help us throw somebody into the dumpster.
Yeah.
This person's been in the news quite a bit the last couple of weeks.
We only need one mob member for this.
Apparently showed up in Ohio yesterday wearing fancy dress boots while examining the derailment
he's this
story.
Little guy, and he's wearing these silly little boots. Yeah, he's presidential material.
And more recently, he also talked about how if you're going to do a construction project, make sure your workers match the race of the community.
Right.
Really ridiculous stuff.
That's what makes a good construction worker. The color of their skin.
All right. Well, the hack is going to the dumpster next. Find out more. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Yes, we're going to enjoy this.
Well, yeah, we are going to enjoy this. This person's been in the news quite a bit the last couple of weeks and eventually showed up in East Palestine, Ohio.
I've never seen anyone get so much publicity for doing nothing. He's done nothing for a whole month here. In fact, he's done nothing for 2 years.
This is the transportation secretary and the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and a former presidential candidate. Supposed to be a rising star in the party, but he comes off rather bland.
You know what? I think his political career is dead.
He's kind of a dweeb the way he... his name is Peter Paul Montgomery Buttigieg. That's his full name. Peter Paul Montgomery Buttigieg.
Peter Paul Montgomery?
That's his full name. Yes, I'm looking it up.
Even the name is...
Peter Paul. Mounds. Right?
Montgomery.
Where's Mary? Anyway, the transportation secretary and, of course, the Department of Transportation, the new development this afternoon, and this will happen all the time when the other party's in charge, the Republicans rule the House of Representatives. They have an oversight committee that's pretty open-ended. They're going to do an Ohio derailment investigation into the Department of Transportation.
Good.
So,
good.
About the lack of response.
I hope they spend a whole 2 years doing nothing but investigations and hearings.
I know. And you look at the opposite universe. If this derailment happened 3 years ago, yeah. Trump was president. Oh, my God, most of the media would be making so much of it. But instead now, the articles are, this has turned political. They've turned this political by attacking Democrats like Pete Buttigieg.
Well, Trump showed up with pallets of Trump water.
He did. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he thinks that the people there have been neglected.
That's right. I just love that it was Trump water.
43,000 sea creatures apparently have died.
All those little fish.
Yeah, a lot of them were small fish.
43,000 dead little fish.
That's the estimate.
Oh, that's terribly sad.
From on the scene there in East Palestine, Ohio.
But the water is safe.
That's what they say.
The water is safe. Ignore the 43,000 dead fish. The water and the horse with diarrhea and the vomiting dogs.
The horse with diarrhea.
That's what the farmer I told you.
I know. Those are anecdotal, but this apparently
that was not
coming from marine experts.
That was not anecdotal. That was real diarrhea.
But he could have had diarrhea from eating a bad feed.
The same day that the dogs are vomiting?
Maybe they fed them all bad food.
That poor guy had a lot of messes to clean up.
I think we'd be hearing a lot more reports of the cows going down, the dogs going down. But the marine life is true because a lot of this went right there into the river. And that's what affected a lot of the marine life there. So let's listen to Buttigieg. The first clip, of course, you probably know this by now, and everyone always does this. Let's blame the previous administration, particularly if they are from a different party.
If the same people who want to come here and play political games are the same people who sided with industry again and again and again and watered down rail regulations again and again and again, I want to see where they've had an actual change of heart or not. And if they had a change of heart, I'll take them at their word and we can get work done. Yeah.
Now, I mean, the point is the rail company is responsible for this. Apparently one of their axles overheated. By the time they got the warning, it was too late to do anything for the train derailment.
It was a bit of a fluke. I read some detailed information on this, and it's actually a situation where everybody followed the law and nobody intentionally did anything wrong. They have these hot boxes on the side of the railroad tracks that detects heat coming from the axles. Right. So if a bearing starts to overheat, they'll pick up the temperature, and you're allowed a certain number of degrees over the air temperature. So it passed a hot box, and it's always going to be a little over, right, because of the friction. So they passed one hot box. It was a little bit over. Second hot box, it was more. The third hot box was a little farther down the track, still within the legal limits, but it was farther down. And by then, the wheel bearing had really overheated.
Oh.
And overheated the axle. And then, you know, the fire happened. And then the plume of smoke that everybody saw, that was the controlled burn they were doing, burning the remnants of the vinyl chloride in one of the containers because they were afraid the vinyl chloride was going to explode on its own. So they were trying to ward off a disaster, and they ended up with a different disaster, and that was all the toxic black smoke that was in the air. But as the first investigation shows that probably the regulation should have the hot boxes closer together so you could pick up a rapid escalation in temperature.
Yeah, most of the dead aquatic animals were small minnows. There were some fish, amphibians, and invertebrates who apparently died.
You know, they counted the minnows right to the last digit? It
seems like they did, didn't they?
38,222.
Really?
Somebody collected and counted each minnow? I mean, if you're going to give an estimate, are you going to do it?
I know, that's weird. I don't think anybody can.
It's one dead minnow, two dead minnows, three dead minnows. That's what Buttigieg was doing all month. He was counting the dead minnows.
All right, well, we play this compilation of Buttigieg carrying on about the train derailment and
his
lack of response from most people's viewpoint. We got the gang members, the mob members, I mean, to throw him into the dumpster.
Well, let's hear him.
While this horrible situation has gotten a particularly high amount of attention, there are roughly 1,000 cases a year of a train derailing.
If the same people who want to come here and play political games are the same people who sided with industry watered down.
Come on, you gradients.
Rail regulations again and again and again.
There's no war going on anymore. Come here.
Actual change.
Right, Garrett,
there's no war.
Yeah, look at these cute little boots you're wearing there.
Well, one thing he could do is express support.
Deborah spit on him.
Deborah Mark spit on him.
Oh, man. Deborah, come on.
Pete. Mayor Pete, where are you?
It's conduct unbecoming.
Underneath all that paint and spit. Good job, Deborah Mark.
Thank you, Ken.
He can't take on Ukrainians. He's not in the same
league. That's the Secretary of Transportation. What is that? Eric Garcetti's brother, right? Kind of cut from the same cloth.
That's what he is. He's Pete Garcetti.
Kind of the same. I want to look good. I want to sound good, but I say nothing.
They're little weasels.
All right, when we return, we're done with Hack at a Dumpster. It's time to reveal the rest of the voice line calls for this week. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Let's get to the voice line.
I forgot.
Use the iHeartRadio app to leave your message. That's easy. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I'll tell you what, we keep getting these 80-year-old presidents. They got to install one of those chair lifts on the stairs coming down of Air Force One.
That George Gascon, boy, he's a really tough dude, isn't he? The bishop gets shot and killed. It's obvious who did it. But boy, he's out there now making real big waves that he's in charge and he's really taking care of the situation. What a phony baloney piece of he is.
California, it's become a criminal's world. The criminals are running the asylum. I'm sick of it. It's disgusting. When are the voters going to wake up?
This immigration subject really touches me. I'm a U.S. citizen. My wife is not. I can't bring her here legally. We've been waiting patiently for 20 years, and it's not fair that all these people are just overflowing the border.
City Council has all of those RVers rounded up. They're in one area. They're easy to watch, they're easy to control, and no one else wants that problem on their doorstep. They're not going to move on their own fruition. The city's not going to be able to get them to leave because of the laws they created during COVID.
If I drove my RV and parked it anywhere I wanted to park just so I could be near the beach, I'd be told in a heartbeat that I have to move my RV. And mine looks pretty nice. These are death traps. I don't understand how it's allowed.
Hey, I just finished the 24-hour John and Ken challenge. I listened to the same episode for 24 hours. I feel great. I feel amazing. I learned so many new things, and I can see colors and shapes in the sky. Oh, my God!
These idiots can't even predict the weather 2 months out. It's supposed to be a dry La Nina winter.
Yeah.
It's one of the wettest and coldest. And they're expected to be able to predict the global climate 30 years from now?
Yeah. Even up here in Canada, province of Alberta, the price of extracting this stuff hasn't changed. But the oil companies here and down there simply increase the price because they can. It's not becoming any more expensive. They can do it, so why not?
These criminals are on our streets, and they have no other way to make an honest living other than to commit more crimes. It's ridiculous. This is not what America is supposed to be like.
Weinstein's a pig, and I'm glad he's going to prison for even longer.
They don't want to fix a drought. If they fix it, no more crisis, no more job for them. They've got to keep us in a perpetual crisis state on every issue that actually matters. Otherwise, they've got no purpose.
The next big shock to California will be when Tesla closes down in San Jose, California. Elon is in the process of completing the largest factory in Texas that will put out more cars than all of the Tesla factories together without having one hand touch it from start to finish.
I gotta tell you, this place is really going to hell. I just passed a burnout RV on Washington Place, just west of Sawtelle. That thing's been there for a week now. It's still sitting there in front of this apartment building, just burnt to a crisp. What's going on?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
What's going on is that nobody cares, and they haven't for years. And that's the remnants you're seeing on the streets.
That's right.
A lot of calls on the RVs, as we mentioned. That was a big story this week. That one in southern L.A. County, the Harbor Gateway area, 500 RVs all on the...
So I got a homeless story. A friend of mine, who I meet three times a week to work out with, lives in Westwood in a townhouse attached to other townhouses. Everybody parks in a carport right adjacent to the street. He goes out to his carport this morning. There's a homeless guy sleeping in it. The guy climbed into a little storage container that they had, filled with old baseball bats and swimming pool floaties, you know, stuff that kids used 10 years ago. And so he climbed inside the container. Yeah. And he was there sleeping, covered in blankets. All my friend could see was two socks. And they called LAPD, and the LAPD woke him up and then claimed it was his property. They finally coaxed him out. This guy was covered in feces.
Oh.
My friend writes, the appalling smell. And the police said you have to disinfect the storage container. It's about 3 feet high, 5 feet wide.
No.
And you got to hose it off before you can touch it. The smell of him walking away made me gag. Oh, God. That's your good morning. 7 a.m.
Great. Everybody's got a story now about the homeless.
Yeah. Conway's here.
Hey, now. Hey, I got another homeless story for you. A friend of mine driving Palisades. He works downtown L.A., and he's driving halfway. He gets L.A. He's got 3 or 4 kids, so he's got a big SUV. Smells. Can't figure out what's going on. He thought he stepped in dog crap. There's a homeless guy sleeping in the back of his SUV.
Oh.
While they're driving.
Oh, my God. Slipped in there.
He slipped into the car, and he's behind the third row seat sleeping.
Yeah. No. It's easy to miss that.
Unbelievable.
Until you pick up the scent.
No. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and he was smelling the guys.
How far did they drive?
Like halfway. He got to Santa Monica, the tunnel in Santa Monica.
The third row, tunnel. You wouldn't notice.
Yeah. And he's like, he rolled the window down. He was like, I can't get to figure out what's going on.
Somebody dying here?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you see the air fryer story?
Yes.
Yeah, we covered that. Big recall, Tim. You sold us on an air fryer. Now they're recalling 2 million of them.
You were selling those hard yesterday.
All right.
Are you trying to blow us?
You could burn yourself, it says.
All right. In my defense, very bad timing. Very bad timing.
Exactly. It was just yesterday you were doing the sell.
Yeah. But I
hope you don't have this brand, right?
But with my luck, I got 4 of those. You know, same brand. I don't know if you know, there's a storm out.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we'll cover that. A small tornado touched down in La Mirada, which is kind of odd.
And there was a water spout over the ocean off Dana Point.
Yes.
That was wild.
Really cool. Wow. Man, it's a crazy weekend with weather coming up. And they canceled horse racing for the weekend. Which, that's a bummer. And then the Lakers in the news.
You're going to have to talk to your family this weekend.
Well, yeah, really. John, calm down. We're not there yet. Home sales plunge as the market continues to cool as well. And then SeaWorld in San Diego is going cashless. So, I don't know.
All right.
That's important.
Go figure that out.
Ding dong.
Ding dong with you kids.
All right.
Go see the Dolphins. Bring the credit card.
Conway. Crozier's
right.
got the
Let's
news.
Go.
Live
Friday
the 20,
show.
24-hour KFI Newsroom.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.